can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
A little bit longer with the music today because this is where we're up to for the podcast. Don is ill and not in, but we're going to ring him. Excuse me. Ivan's over in the Orland over in Western Australia because they're producing increasing ore that they're sending over to China, and coal, because China are building 150 new coal-fired power plants as we speak. Don't worry about carbon emissions or global warming. They're into providing energy for the populace of China. Unlike what we're trying to do here, we're trying to see if windmills and solar panels will power us for the rest of the century. Wait till we get onto that a little later. So Ivan's not here. Phoebe was going to come in, Fiona Byrne, but she's got laryngitis. I tried to speak to her and she could only text me, so she's not in. Max is not here. I don't know where he is. I think we're going to try and speak to the Doc Fordham in Sydney, but I'm going to now try and ring Don. I'm not sure what he's doing. He hurt his back. So we're going to try and ring him. I'm going to try and ring him now. This will be good. This is working without a safety net. So here we go. We've got a whole lot of shout-outs too. I should... we'll just get Don first to see if he's up. So hang on. Here we go.
You all right?
Can you hear... I'm on FaceTime. Can you hear me? I suppose we're recording. Go on, speak.
Hello, 1-2, testing. How is that?
Sit down, Mac. Max has just arrived. Sit down, Max, please. We're speaking to Don, who's not here. He's ill. Is this being recorded?
No,
on what? What? No one's heard Don yet.
No, no one's heard.
All right, no one's heard you yet, Don. Just a minute, Don. Thank God Max came in, or we could have spoken for half an hour and no one would have known you were on the end of the line. Is this going now? What?
Now you'll be able to hear Don.
I can hear... Don?
They'll be able to hear.
Yeah, 1-2.
Oh, shit. Well, Don, we'll start this again. You're not here, Don. Why aren't you here?
Well, it's kind of hurting my back.
You've hurt your back. Did you ever think, Don... Did you ever think, at your stage of life and your age, did you think you'd wind down a bit, mate?
No. Well, why? That means you've got 1 foot in the grave.
Yeah, well, you've got your whole ass in your bed at the minute, Don, because you're injured. You've got to, you know, as Dirty Harry said, a man's got to know his limitations. You can't do what you used to do. You can't go around belting people like you did on the football field and kicking and spitting on them. You've got to recline a bit. You've got to just take it easy, Don.
Okay, yes, thank you, Johnny. Thank you.
Where are you lying prostrate?
I'm lying on my back.
Lying on your back. And what have you got? Have you had anyone attend to you?
No. When you live by yourself, as you can appreciate, you look after yourself.
All right.
Don, what's wrong with you?
So this is Max, who's just arrived. I said I was here on my own. I was working solo, but Max has just turned up. And thank God he did, Don, because he's got the phone working, or else we wouldn't have had a conversation.
Don, what have you done to yourself?
Go on.
The back working. Well, working, Max, is called work, manual work. You know what manual work is, Max?
Yes, I do.
So, Don, did you not bend your knees or legs when you were lifting something, or what?
I just don't know how it happened. It's one of those things.
What, you don't have, you were just standing there and suddenly it went out?
No, you could feel it, get it sore, and then as I cooled down, it became worse to the point I could hardly walk.
Oh.
So you're just lying down there in your hovel without yes. any attention, medical or any other attention?
No.
Lord.
You mean yes?
Yeah, well, I'm laying here.
Right, anyhow.
Now well, listen.
Yeah.
Listen. I yeah. watched the football, seeing Max was there on the weekend.
Yep.
Watch the football, and did you, Don?
Yes, fantastic. Four fantastic games of football.
Yep.
You're but absolutely right.
I wondered, I've taken a little bit of interest, how the quarters went so quickly. And I happened to watch the clock. Did you realise, John, that we played 25 minutes plus time on? These guys are playing 20 minutes in time on. And if you take into account, and I've said in the past about how some of these guys are not as fit as, I don't think they're that fit. They're only playing what we used to play about three quarters of a game. So they're playing 5 minutes for each quarter off. So that's 20 minutes a game. And if you work that out, over the season, going by the way the time we played, they're only playing 18 games a year.
Would you,
and then you take them up there on and off the ground.
Yes. Don.
On and off the ground, interchange.
Yes. It's no good saying they're not as fit. They're as fit, certainly probably.
No, they're not, because I've watched guys with spare tyres and big arses playing.
It's a different game style, though, Don. You don't have any stay-at-home forwards anymore, and people run almost 20 kilometres a game. That's midfielders and wingmen. They run
they
all game, and it's
run.
Different tactically. It's not down-the-line contest, ball in, ball up, into the forward 50 anymore. It's just a different game, mate. It's the same with rules and strategy and how people like watching it. It's just a different game.
Now, the other side to bring this...
It's not as good a game.
It's not as good as a game to some, but like Don said in the past era, those four games on the weekend, all of them were competitive.
Yes,
and competitive into the fourth
exciting,
quarter.
Very exciting.
How many games did you watch?
Very exciting and competitive. And the players are as fit, Don, but it's a difference in fitness. Who's got a spare tie that's playing football that you said you saw?
Well, he's now retired, but Grant Birchall from Brisbane Bears.
He got a spare tie.
What?
Bloody oath he has. Or what he did have.
He hasn't played this year.
And the size of Rich, who plays on the half-back flank for Brisbane.
Who?
And Daniel Rich.
Rich.
Yeah, he's a thick boy, but he can run.
Go on.
Well, he can't. He cannot run. All he does
is probably the best kick in the AFL as well.
Don't talk over one of them.
And young Rioli, the plays, has just come into the Richmond side. Oh. Morris's son.
Yes. What's his name?
I've got
Morris.
I've got a bit of a query about him. How long? He doesn't look terribly fit either, but he's very, very quick and he played well. I'm not taking it away. And also, take into account, John, now we played in the ruck. They wait now. The boundary umpire will wait until he's got two combatants to throw the ball in. He waits, whereas in our time, they would not wait, and there are times when that position player, because the ruckman couldn't get across or the wingman or what, couldn't get across to the boundary throw-in. Also, they wait when they throw the ball up around the ground now, where it used to be just throw it up, on with the game. Plus the fact that there is a stoppage time, which I forgot about, is that commercial is played after each goal is scored. So they all go back to the centre, stand around, wait till the red light's finished, and then they play to restart the game. So
no, they don't.
It used to be a game of fitness and attrition, whereas that's gone out of it now.
Yeah, they do, Max.
That's because he's watching it on 7.
But that doesn't matter if he's watching it on 7. They do stop and wait for the red light on the stand to go out, and then that's the signal to the umpire to bounce the ball. So they do that, Max.
Oh, so they've never had 30 seconds. It's never been 30 seconds from goal to centre bounce.
What?
No, they bring the ball.
So it's never been always 30 seconds once a goal is scored.
Did you not hear what I just said?
I'm clarifying. That's
no, well, I'm telling you, mate. Listen, they wait the umpires for the red light in the stand to go off, and then he bounces the ball. That indicates to the central umpire that the ads are over, that the advertisements are over. But Max is correct. If you watch it on Foxtel, you you see a bit of preamble, Don. Do you know what does piss me off, Don? Not piss me off. Do you ever, the players, when they do something, always look up at the television screen to look, see how good they are or what they've done or what their reactions are? I wonder if they could just concentrate on not worrying about what they look like up on the big screen, just get on with the game, perhaps.
Yeah, but isn't it interesting that the integrity of the game has been eroded over years by little subtle changes, and all of a sudden, like a domestic, or you're in a relationship, and little things mount up until you have a breakup. It's the same with football. The integrity of football has been eroded.
More information, as Pauline Hanson would say, Don, please.
Come again.
About what? The integrity?
Yes.
Well, it started back, it started back in our time. Knee-jerk reaction, and then there were a couple of things. The centre square, for example, admittedly at Hawthorn, we crowded the square. That's going back in the 70s. And they cleaned it up. Now, the other side was that line across the centre for Ruckman. That took the, and that happened because two blokes, I think it was Moore or I don't know who it was, were pushing and shoving in one grand final. Didn't, you know, and it looked ugly. They then put a line across the centre, if you remember, of the circle at the centre bound. And that took the art of ruck play away. Now we've got blokes push and shove. It's an ugly spectacle. It was a knee-jerk reaction, so they ruined it from there. And over the years, just the subtle rule changes, then the game is not what it was before. And no. I just mentioned about the length of the quarters. I was unaware until I was sitting there Saturday night actually enjoying and watching the game and studying it. I said, this is going pretty quickly. Then I watched the clock and it was only 20 minutes a quarter. Now, you know, it was 100 minutes of football.
Yes, it was. Used to be, Don. And what, you're on medication at the minute, are you, or anything?
Yes.
What are you on, Don? Were you on medication when you were watching the football, or hadn't you hurt your back then?
No, I hadn't hurt my back then, you whack.
I'm a whacker. I was just asking a question. Are you on medication now? What are you on, Endone or...?
No.
Oxycontin or?
No, Tramadol.
Tramadol?
And Naprosyn.
Isn't that what they give to horses?
Yeah, they give that special K.
And I'm shoving.
Idiot.
Go on.
And I've upped the dose of the marijuana oil.
Well, no, I was going to get onto that, Don.
Really?
You've upped the dose of that, have you?
Yep.
Keep
what,
upping it.
What are you doing? Are you injecting it, or are you just...
No, you just put it... You get a bottle and you get a syringe.
Yeah. And so a little eyedropper thing.
No, not an eyedropper. It's a small syringe anyway.
Yeah, I know,
I've increased the dosage, so I hope that works well.
Rubs it into the skin like softening leather.
And have you had any...
Hey, listen, did you boys see an article by Steve Price over the weekend?
Which one?
About old and cancelled or something, about how, you know, it was just so relevant to what the way I think. I went to my granddaughter's kindergarten.
What is it?
Well, it's about old men, you know. I'll just bring it up here because I've got it.
Is that us?
Yeah, well, we're in that category.
Well, what is it about, Don, as Max just asked you?
Okay, I'm just trying to bring it up, Max, on my computer.
No, but what's the general theme of the article before you get into the bones of it?
Well, the fact is, you know, what we're doing in this woke community, and I happened to, and it just encapsulated everything I was thinking, and it came out on Saturday. Which is after me attending my granddaughter's kindergarten. And these kids are being indoctrinated at 4 years old about Welcome to Country.
Yep.
They open the kindergarten with Welcome to Country. Can you believe it? And also at the primary school. Now, who made these rules that you've got to have welcomed the country.
It's a very good point, Don, because we mentioned last week, remember that man speaking about the New Zealand government and Prime Minister and what was going on in New Zealand after Ian Cook was on, and I said, listen to this, this is about to happen here in Australia, or it probably is, and it was controlling education and the media, and this is a push from the people who have agendas, and no one ever pushes back on it because they get accused of being all those things that end in ist or ism or phobic or whatever, because do you know that we currently fly three different flags? We fly the Australian national flag, which is our flag. We fly the Aboriginal flag, and we fly the Torres Strait Islanders flag over most buildings. We're the only country in the world that hangs its hat under three flags. We are a flag country, and the national flag is the Southern Cross with the Union Jack up in the corner. And why we fly any other flags, we're trying to show that we're united and we are one country, and we pay respect every day to the people who are the traditional owners, and we respect all that. And we did this is why we had this conversation about not celebrating the 127th birthday of the city. Because people push back on it, because no one's game to push back on it, because it's nonsense.
Well, no, they've got control of the media and whatever else, and they want a story in the paper so this minority being recognised. I found the article, it's headlined, it's Steve Price's article on the weekend, "I'm old, male and cancelled." And he says, "Resistance is futile, the vocal minorities have won." Well, it's a very good article by Steve Price.
Yes, it is. And, well, I'm assuming it is because I haven't read it, but that he is correct. But you see, people like Steve and anyone else who's employed have to tread a very... It's like walking on eggshells because they fear being cancelled. You and I, Don, don't have to worry about that, so we can say what's on most people's minds.
You can't get
but Steve's not
twice.
Worried about it. He's not worried because he's written an article, which is fantastic.
But if it's not, if the article is not under the guidance and thinking of the paper he writes for, or the televisions or the radio station that he works for, he runs the risk of being either asked not to say things like that, or he gets cancelled because people round up the sponsors and then the bottom line gets under fire, and that's how it happens, Don, because they are very... So then you have that grub, Adam Bandt, who wouldn't stand in front of the national flag. Our national Australian flag wouldn't stand in front of that to do a press conference, and we put up with that stuff. He should have been, as I say, bundled out the door and put in a room and told him to come to senses with himself before he's allowed to speak again.
And also, I know you suffers from Asperger's, but your girlfriend, Abby Chatfield.
Chatworth?
Yep. You've been on her for 4 weeks.
Yes.
Well, she's come out now, and she's a reality star. And don't they make they express themselves on social media? Now, she's opened her life up. Now she's complaining she won't ever share her relations publicly again. And she slams the media for reporting on her love life. Isn't that how she received notoriety? By being a reality star and obviously saying things about you and other people on her, website or social media?
Well, you say she received notoriety. I'd never heard of it. Jackie Epstein, I think, wrote a...
Jackie Epstein's article.
Jack, what a star. I think reported that she bizarrely slammed the media and she was never going to share her relationships with anyone else. Well, that'd be a bonus. She is a stupid little girl that's just gone mad and just can't handle. Started out to do something and then finally found out that if you dip a toe in the water and you get under your, you get out of your depth, that suddenly you can't handle it. So These are the people. As I say, we've spoken about her 3 weeks in a row, and you said, oh, why are we giving her any prominence? We're giving her prominence to show how hypocritical and stupid that girl is.
Yeah, I agree. No, I've got to agree with you this time.
Good. So you might like this. So at the Crown Casino, they had a terrific...
Sorry.
What?
Which Crown Casino?
What?
Which Crown Casino?
What's humorous about that Crown Casino, Max? At the
nothing. I just
Crown
had a, I
entertainment
just,
complex.
I had a good mate to get into some strife over the weekend. That's all. So I'm just trying to clarify if it was the Melbourne based one or the.
You were talking about Wayne Carey. No, well, I'm not talking.
No, I'm not
about
talking
Wayne.
About Wank. Wayne.
I'm not talking about Wayne Carey. Oh, I'm talking apologies.
About. Hey, listen. Hey, hang on. Wayne Carey.
Yes.
He had an anti-inflammatory, didn't he, in a plastic bag?
Yes, because...
Now, I thought anti-inflammatory... I've been taking a tablet for. Is that a new type of anti-inflammatory?
What, a bag of crushed white powder in the form of an anti-inflammatory in a nightclub at a casino? That could well be anti-inflammatories, Don. And unless anyone's tested it, we should believe... Unless anyone's tested what was in the bag, we should believe Wayne. If he says it's anti-inflammatories, it's anti-inflammatories. My point about this is he's lost his job with the television and the radio, and the AFL are investigating it, or they're on notice just to keep an eye on it. How about they treat Wayne like they treat every other person in the AFL and either in the top office or the people who play or every other member of society who takes drugs on a regular basis, recreational drugs? How about they give Wayne the benefit of their compassion and check him into rehab or say no, he's under stress? Well, why don't... So if an AFL footballer is found doing all that, Max, they say no, he might be under personal stress and we're going to give him some... comfort and succour. We're going to give him some counselling. Why don't they do that with Wayne if they think he's got a problem with it?
So do you
Why
think,
do they just cancel him?
Do you think he's in a tight spot at the moment and he's feeling a bit of pressure and he's just looking for some sort of relief just recently? Or do you think this could have been an ongoing activity for him?
Taking drugs?
Yeah.
What I'm saying, Max, whether he's taken, whether this is the first time or the 500th time, the AFL and everyone else in society rallies round people who take drugs and have a problem or might have a problem and might be depressed or might, they get them counselled and they give them the benefit of the doubt, but not with Wayne, they just go whack.
That's public popularity. Didn't you have things in your contract that stipulated you from, say, drink driving or to doing anything else like that?
No,
That's one of the sole reasons of your story before when you were going to drive home is because that if you had been caught drink driving, you would have been off nine. It might be something in his contract.
Of course, there's conditions on every person's contract that if you bring the station into disrepute or you go bankrupt or you're charged with a criminal offence or an indictable offence or whatever, there's all those things. They're just mandatory insertions into any contractual arrangement you have. But how many people, employers, including the AFL, turn a blind eye to any of the footballers who do any of that stuff. They just they rally round them and they get them counselled and they say you give them the benefit of the doubt and they try and get them back on track. What's wrong? Why is that different with Wayne?
It's not different, but he works with some form of capacity with the AFL. He works on the radio and he works in.
But you're not listening
TV.
To what I'm
no,
saying.
No, but I'm saying that's his workplace. So that's three of your, not arguments, but that's three of your things that are just mute because it's probably in his contract. So if you want to treat him like a normal person, why doesn't he get others to treat him, treat others like normal people?
Well, footballers have performance-based and standards they have to adhere to. Wayne's no different, nor is anyone that works in the media. And I transgressed several times and it's up to the it's up to the employer to decide if you've brought the station too much into disrepute or it's a bit of a quid pro quo. They actually like the publicity in one way or another and they turn a blind eye to some of it. I'm just saying, why single Wayne Carey out if it has been declared that he's had a white substance which happens to be recreational drugs in him? How about they get him aside and counsel him and saying, what's going on, Wayne, and why do they just cancel him?
Well, they haven't cancelled him officially.
Oh, well, they've suspended him.
Well, they've suspended him, but that's work-related. That's the same reason I just gave you. It could be something in his contract that says that would be my sole forward thinking.
On what basis would they suspend him if they either think he's taken it, he's on recreational drugs, or he doesn't? Why would they? When are they going to find out? When are they going to reinstate him if they're going to find out that he was taking recreational drugs?
I don't know. I'm sure their workplaces are doing some sort of investigation. He's just been stood down. He's been sacked. He's just been stood down.
Well, what's the difference? There's many footballers.
You of all people should know the difference.
There's many footballers, Max, playing today that have had 1, 2, 3, and 4 strikes on taking recreational drugs, and no one gives a stuff about it.
I wouldn't say that.
Don?
Are you still there, Don?
Well, I'm more interested in the anti-inflammatory, and maybe I could get some of that. I'll take him on his word. And he's suffering from a lot of injuries from his football days, and I'm in the same boat. And just at the moment, I wouldn't mind some of that new anti-inflammatory to help me get me through my condition.
I've got Wayne's number. I'll ring him, see if he's got some more bags of that anti-inflammatory powder, and he can bring it down to you, Don.
Ask him what he's charging, see if it's below street value.
Do you sprinkle it on your breakfast, your meal? How do you take it?
Well, I mix
it with water.
I had a go at it once. I don't like it, but I didn't mind the smell of it, to be honest, Don.
The anti-inflammatory?
Yes, I don't like drugs necessarily, but I didn't mind the smell of the stuff that I had a crack at. But that's a joke, Don, because that's how you take it. You snort it. I wonder if maybe he would be a candidate for the marijuana oil, Don. Maybe if he's got some aches and pains and he's got a debilitating effect from football, maybe some of the stuff you're taking, you're just luxuriating down there in your own stupor.
You can get it in different strengths, can't you?
The anti-inflammatory powder or the marijuana oil?
Or both.
Yes, you can get it in lot of strengths. You can get, it all depends how thickly you make the lines that you're going to snort up, Don. But that Wayne wouldn't be doing that because he's not into that. He said he was taking anti-inflammatory.
Why would the AFL get involved?
That is my point. This is exactly my point. What's it got to do with the AFL? Half the people in the office up there are doing it. Seriously.
No, we won't go any further with that.
No, I'm just saying, generally speaking, in the workplace of any workplace, there's a hell of a percentage of people on recreational drugs. That's all I'm saying. You know that well.
Yes,
well, everyone knows that.
I was just thinking of the London Olympics.
The London Olympics?
Yes.
Yes. I know, yes, I know what you're saying. So that's Wayne. Now, why did I mention Wayne? This started about the crown, I said.
Sorry, that's my bad.
Max jumped in. Someone went to and said it was a very, very good night at the Crown Entertainment Complex. They had a salsa night. Do you know what that is? Dancing. I think it's meant to be like tango-style dancing, salsa. And there's men and women dancing, like it was a great show. And then they said to the, not surprised.
Straight or great?
Great, what?
You said straight.
Straight what?
You said straight show. It's a great show.
It was a great show. Well, yeah. I'm glad you mentioned straight, because then in the name of diversity and equity and inclusion, I think, two men came out and started dancing together, the salsa dance, and no one had ever seen that before that had been to the salsa nights, because we were covering all bases. And then the two women came out and danced with one another, and they said it was quite, the gaiety and merriment of the function was sort of quite obviously portrayed to the people watching that everyone could dance together, and quite rightly so, but it was just so obvious that the two boys came out and danced together, and then the two girls came out and danced together, and then the proper salsa dancers, the men and the women, danced together, and they said that was an interesting inclusion into a salsa night, which is going to probably happen everywhere on every occasion.
Why wouldn't they all dance together?
The men and the women?
Yeah, why wouldn't they all do it? What is it, a competition? Well,
is it a show? Or
it was a show. It was a great...
It's a show, Don. It's not a class.
It was a show, Don. It was a salsa night, an entertainment thing at the Crown Entertainment Complex. So, look, you're quite right. Why wouldn't they all dance together? Well, they did all dance together, but they singled out the men to dance in one song, and then the women in one another, and then the men and the women danced together, covering all bases.
Yeah, I take your point now because it was a show. All right, I thought at the start of this you were talking about a class.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't make that a salsa night. What would you think a salsa night would be?
I thought it was
the Crown Entertainment Complex.
Like not teaching salsa, but salsa. Oh, everyone who's interested in salsa, go out and have a dance and have some sort of band or something on. I didn't realize it was a show.
Oh, I see. Oh well, look, the Crown Entertainment Complex. Anyhow, so that was interesting, Don, wasn't it?
Yes. Can I give a shout out?
Go ahead.
Well, I happened to watch the women's football a little bit on the weekend. And I saw a young lady, I took an interest in her because she used to ride horses. And she is the daughter of a well-known horse trainer called Peter Moody. And her name is Brianna, and she plays in the ruck for Carlton. She could be the best lady, or what we call?
We call her a female.
Female.
Or maybe we don't, we call her a person.
In the competition... she has improved. She is unbelievably athletic.
So you know her, do you?
Well, I know her through her father and also her mother competes.
No, but she didn't come up to you and say, Don, I listened to the podcast, could you give me
But
that's what we do shout-outs for.
I'm making a prediction this girl could be the best player in the AFLW. Very athletic, can actually jump at the centre bounce, hasn't got white man's disease. And she follows up very athletic.
Is that white man's disease, Don?
Well, that means you've got a fat ass, you can't jump.
White man's disease. Well, that's interesting, Don. Thank God it wasn't black man's disease or we'd be off air. White man's disease.
That's the best subtle.
Well, good on you. Now, Don, just before you go on with the white man's disease and the woman who hasn't got it or might have it, whatever you're talking about.
Just shout out.
The doc from Sydney. I think he's going to call in. I haven't confirmed this, but he said last week that he'd come on every other week and starting this week. So as it's about not quite time for him to ring in, do we want to ring this off, Don? And then when he rings back, Max is going to work out how we have two.
I can do it now if you want, if he's going to call.
Well, right what now. About, Don, we ring off, we'll wind this segment up and then we'll... The doc will ring in and we'll get you back on the line.
I can do it with him on the phone, just if I...
No, boys, you enjoy yourself.
No, I want you to speak to
it
the doc.
It could be a bonding...
please don't do the bonding stuff,
Don. Max and I bonding. It's the doc. I want you and me and Max, we want... to speak to the doc, because the doc likes speaking to you, Don, because after all, we call him the doc because he's your psychoanalyst.
Have you ever considered my position? I might have something better to do.
Yeah, up and go to the can or something?
Go and find some anti-inflammatory.
Yeah, you're just lying there. What, you got to go to the Kazi or something? Don, is he there?
I think he's gone. I think he's cracked it.
Don, we're going to ring...
He hung up, did he? Did he?
Right, we're going to ring him back. Anyhow, we are more moron. Man is a moron. We're going to wind this up, Max.
Just coincidentally, have you? Is this the first part?
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Right. No dramas. I just wasn't sure. Well, if you went solo
because I wasn't. And Don said he was lying there, and I said, "Oh, we better get." We're going to ring off now, Don. Max, it is in fact.
Yeah, thanks.
We're going to ring off now, and then hopefully It looks like Don's still on the phone.
He's still on.
Are you there, Don?
He's just walked away.
Don. Fuck me. Don.
Yes.
I've lost. What am I doing?
Yeah, it's music.
Where is that?
It's top.